All right, my name is Sarah Labreck. I am the head counselor of podcasting, and this is the week one recap of 2022, the 50th anniversary of camp. We're going to hear from Ty, we're going to hear from first-year CIT Danny, and then we're going to hear from Aiden in the Squirrels about what went down in week one. And just one thing they didn't mention, but I think is pretty cool. So as you drive in, there's a banner at the stables just saying, you know, celebrating 50 years at FCDC, which is really cool. So you know, on the first morning you drive in and you don't even park your car. You're like, oh, nice. It's going to be something special. And then there's also some sort of mascot, not a raccoon, I don't think. Animal TBD, but seen that a couple of days, so that's fun. It's been really great being back. So this recap, awesome. Just give it a listen. I will say, as Danny was describing the skits, he talks about Freddy's skit, and for longtime listeners of the pod, you guys all knew this was coming. So Freddy, we're happy you delivered on week one. That's amazing. Enjoy the week one recap, guys. We'll be back soon.
Hello, campy people. This is Ty Friedman. I am the theater counselor. I'm the head of the Beaver Troupe this year. And we just had our first week of FCDC's grand 50th. I would say 50 is definitely a theme. All the songs that sing have now been changed just a little bit to incorporate the number 50, which has been a very fun development. But I gotta say, this has probably been one of the best first weeks I've ever had. I feel like the staff is like firing at all cylinders, which is coming straight from the top. Sam and Billy have done such a cool, great job so far of making every day feel surprising and different and unexpected, that it's being filtered down into us having just like so much extra fun, which is then being filtered down into the kids who are having an even better time than ever. And it's been so cool to see, you know, it's like, you know, I'm a big reality television show fan. I don't know if you guys are too. Well, I am. And especially like reality competitions. And lately, they've been having like these all-star seasons. And that's kind of how it feels like with the staff. We have almost every single person is a returning staff member or someone who is very well connected to the camp. And you've got some of the best doing it, including all the assistants through CITs working their way up. It's been a pretty phenomenal first week. So one of the big developments is that they've changed it from red, white, and blue counselor competition back to heads versus assistants versus CITs, which I think is so cool and so fun, because this way we get to see CITs and assistants step up in new ways that you wouldn't normally get to see them. And so far, it's been going pretty well. CITs are tied currently with the heads, which, if you can believe it, at 9 apiece. The other amazing thing is we had a counselor competition day one. And day two, we had another. And day three, we had another. And that was around the moment where you realized, oh my goodness, we're having a counselor competition every single day. You've always like dreamed of something like this happening. You always like wished it could happen, but now it's like a reality, and it's all there right now. So it's really, and it's been so awesome. It's been so fun. Let's see. We did a brand new competition where we had to build beards made out of shaving cream and I think cereal over three different people. And that was a creative competition, which I've never seen that be, you know, a way to determine a winner. But this was about who had the most creative design of beard, which I found to be, you know, as you know, one of the team creatives out of the counselors, out of the activities, theater, music, ceramics, etc., arts and crafts, of course. Lore, I think, is included in that. It's nice to see. That's how you determine a winner, is through a creative choice. And then we had a slip and slide contest. Now, I myself got to partake in the slip and slide contest. And this was, you know, one of those moments where, You kind of throw your body all over just in the name to win and just in the name of camp. And again, I think that they were it was a judged competition with scores by numbers 1 through 5, and it was based off of distance, speed, and the creative way you found your way going down. Mine may have involved a knee slide into a split or jumping over Freddy into a forward roll. You know, it's just something what we do at camp. Am I completely covered in grass stains? Yes, I am. Was it worth it? Absolutely. Did we win that team? Yes, I did. Yes, we did indeed. But other than that, I would say this has been, oh, the show this year, the first one was 50. Scott and Lily hosted, and Scott and Lily put together one of the most like beautiful hosting storylines that tied all of the different troops together, that involved Scott as a chicken who falls in love, has a baby, and eventually the relationship broke up, but they still were a family. And it was a very poignant, and you can just see that counselors and people are just putting their whole hearts into this year, and I think it's really paying off because I think the kids are having one of the better times than they've ever had. I can't wait. I can't believe that 1 week is already down. It feels like no time has come at all, but also that it's going slow in a really great way. And I think it's going to be one of the better ones. So what but I would love to hear from a perspective from my good friend Danny, who is a first year CIT. Danny, I never had him as one of my. Oh, that's another thing I want to like talk about. That's pretty cool. This is the first year in my entire life that my campers are now CITs. With the first time that I was at camp, it was the first time I was at camp, I left before I ever got to see them become CITs and go on to become great counselors. But now I have like my old campers and they're now my coworkers. And this is a brand new experience for me, even though I've been at camp for many, many years. So this is kind of a cool thing. But we've got one camper next name, or not camper, excuse me, a CIT, Danny, who is really just one of those people who he's his best self when he's at camp. And I think it's a really interesting perspective to hear how his week went. So here's his daily entry. Take it away, Danny.
Hi, I'm Danny Donchamont. I am CIT for the Chipmunks and the Pool CIT. This is my day one log. It is July 11th. So I woke up, I got to camp, and immediately I went to go do my chores for Kelly because I'm the Pool CIT. So we did first through third activities, which went very well. Then we had lunchtime, sing. Sing was fun. And then finally, after sing, I had to compete in a counselor competition. So it's the first counselor competition of the year. So luckily I was involved. And so what it was a beard making contest. So usually it's red, white, and blue. But this year, because we're celebrating 50 years, we decided to bring back an old camp classic, which is heads versus CITs versus assistants. For this competition, what you had to do is you and then another CIT or an assistant or a head and two other campers had to make you a shaving cream beard. And so I was the one who was being tested on. So it was a really fun competition. So they put shaving cream and then also like packing peanuts all over my face, even on like the back of my neck and on my head. I mean, my hair and stuff like that. So after that, we found out the winners, and it was CITs third, assistants second, and then heads first. So heads won again. I mean, won. And so that was interesting. I did not feel very good about that. But anyways, after that we had fourth and fifth activity. I'm thinking of school. And after that it was It was tribe time and free swim. First tribe time and free... No, troop time and free swim, not tribe time. So we did troop time and free swim. So that went really well. And after that, we had flag. I forget who was doing the bugler. Who was the bugler? So I can't get that information. But after that, day was done. And then day was literally done. That's it. For Tuesday, July 12th. So Tuesday was a pretty normal day. It was pretty fun, though. So basically, we had flag. And a big special thing is that I was doing the bugler. I was the bugler, I guess you could call it, playing Reveille and Taps. And so I played it on none other than the kazoo. So everybody loved that. It was very funny. So after that, there was four activities. It was first to fourth activity before lunchtime. I remember that vividly because Kelly was really mad when she found out that it wasn't lunchtime. Lunchtime, and then there's sing time. So sing was fun because it was the first time that we were ever gonna do like jokes and stuff at sing. And so a lot of people got up, we heard some jokes, which was all really good. And then I had to come up because one of my campers, Hannah, wanted to do a song with me, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. So I came up and sang that. And then she came up again and she sang like a song that her mom made for her, something like that. It was pretty cute. Then after that, it was fifth activity went well. Then next after that, it was we had a counselor competition, which was really cool. So the counselor competition was a relay race in the water. It was at the pool. And so I wasn't in it, but so basically the heads, they had all the lifeguards on their team because it was a camper slash counselor competition. So campers were involved as well. CITs came away with the competition and I could not scream or yell at all after that. And then we had troop time and then free swim. Both went very well. At troop time, we discussed our skit, which is going to be Alvin and the 50 Chipmunks, which I think is pretty cool. We're going to do that on Friday. And then after that, it was flag time. I played taps on the kazoo, which went very well. And then, yeah, that was the day. This is the log for day 3 of camp, which is Wednesday. And so today was crazy hat day. And so a lot of people had their crazy hats on. We were all going around the circle. And people were just showing off their crazy hats. And so Ty noticed that Freddie did not have a crazy hat on, and so he had to do something about that, knowing Ty. So what he decided to do is he pulled him onto a chair, and he gave him, like, a crazy mullet down his back. It was really funny. So he cut his hair, and it looked pretty terrible. It was Ty's third haircut. Congratulations, Ty. But after that, it was first activity. Everything ran pretty normal. First and second, kind of just hung out by the pool all day because it's pool CIT. Sometimes I hang out with Cam in the wood shop because Cam always has music playing in there. So I really enjoyed that vibe. Then after that, it was lunchtime. No, after third, it was lunchtime. And we had a pretty early lunch. It was 11:10, I think, that we had lunchtime at. And so we just ate our lunches, went to sing. Sing was pretty fun. It wasn't really anything out of the blue, you know. We told our jokes. Then a couple troops came up and sang some songs. A couple kids came up, sang some songs. And then that was sing. Then after that, we had fourth and fifth activity. That went pretty good. Everything was pretty normal. And after that, we headed to the video hill, which is kind of like the hill by Sam's office that goes down. So we went to that hill, and so they had a whole slip and slide set up. So we were doing another one of the counselor competitions. It was a slip and slide counselor competition. And so basically what you had to do is you had to go down the slip and slide, do something crazy, make it all the way down, get some distance. And then Kelly, Carrie, and who else? Sue did it. So they all judged you by, like, speed, like, how you did it. Like, did you get up and do something crazy? And then finally, like, distance. So the heads actually won off of 1 point because Ty was, like, doing some incredible stuff. The first time, he I forget what he did. I think he was on his knees and stuff like that. Then after that, he jumped over Freddy and did a somersault onto the thing and then came down, and he went pretty fast too. So heads came out with a win in that one. Kind of like figured out what we were going to do for the skit at troop time. And then there was also a bouncy house down at junior camp. So we went over there and played in the bouncy house for a little bit. Then we came up, had flag. By the way, Tristan was on the trumpet. And then that was it. This is July 14th, and this is log 4 for Thursday. We didn't really have, like, a crazy hat day or whatever today. Like, yesterday was just, like, a normal day. So, no widespread announcements. I think it was Kobe, and he did it with the lollipop drum. So, he did that in the morning. So, after that, it was first, second, and third activity. Before lunchtime, we had a another counselor competition. Now that I think about it, it's seeming like there's a counselor competition every day, so that's pretty cool. But anyways, we had a competition to see who was the strongest counselor. And so the way we scaled that is doing shock put, which, if you don't know what it is, you basically take this really heavy, like, stone. It's a ball, and you have to, like, heave it to, like, pretty far distance. And so what happened was the teams were totally unbalanced because Ari and Zachary, I think. So they were on the CIT teams. And they are literally, like, on the records for some of the best shock putters in Massachusetts. I think Ari is holding the Massachusetts record right now. So that's incredible. Good job, Ari. So that was really fun. And so CIT's knocked it out of the park easily with a devastating win. So assistants got last. No, heads got last. Assistants got second. CIT is one. So then after that, we had lunch, and then we had sing. And so sing was pretty normal until the end. And the reason why is because Sam actually called me up, because earlier in the day I had been talking to him because I was pretty exhausted that day, and I explained to him that I had been umping a game. And so Sam called me up, and he told me to give the crowd my strike call. And so I gave him the strike call. Everybody loved it. I had Freddie strike out, so that was really cool. He also told me that on Monday he asked me to bring in my umpiring uniform, so that we can do, like, an actual kind of, like, situation. So I'm really excited for that. Then we had fourth and fifth activity, and so I thought this was pretty funny. Me and Kelly Crete had a bet, and so it was supposed to rain today, but Kelly thought it would, and I said, nope, it's not gonna rain. So we made a deal, and so I said that if it rains, then if it rains before 4 o'clock, then I just don't get anything. Her part of the deal was that if it didn't rain, then she would get me a pint of ice cream from, I forget what it's called, but I think her daughter owns it or something like that. Something around there. And so, fast forward to the end of 5th. It's still not raining. It's still very sunny. So, hopes are looking high. Then we had troop time and free swim. I had free swim first, so I kind of just chilled out. Then after that, we had troop time, and we practiced our skit during troop time. And so our skit is, so the theme was 50. So what we did, because we're on the Chipmunks, we did Alvin and the 50s Chipmunks. So we start out dancing to an Alvin and the Chipmunks song, and suddenly it changes over to Elvis Presley's like jail dance song or something like that. The jailhouse song, I don't know. And so we choreographed to that. We got her figured all out. And then we headed off the flag, and Sam's daughter actually did a re-edition of Taps on the flute. So I thought that was really good, and she's just learning it now. So we did that, and then it was the end of the day. I am Danny Donchermont, the CIT for the Chipmunks and the CIT for the pool. This is the last FCDC day of this week. It is Friday the 15th. Yeah, 15th. And this is my day 5 vlog. So, today, obviously, it being the end of the week, and long timers know that on every Friday, we do a skit. So, that was what was going on today. So, I come in, I do my chores, go to flag. We all kind of get like a preview of the skits that we're doing. We did, because this week's, theme was 50, because this is camp's 50th anniversary. We did Alvin and the 50s Chipmunks. So, you know how Alvin and the Chipmunks are like, make their own songs and stuff like that. Well, now they're making 50s music. So basically, we go through flag, we get all the different, like, rundowns of what people are doing for the show. Then after that, we did first through fifth activity. So we just did them all out. And so me and Kelly had a bet yesterday. So I got my ice cream, and then after all 5 activities. But anyways, after that, it was lunchtime. So we ate lunch, we practiced a little bit for the skit. And then immediately after that, we headed down to Ty's Theater, or Theater. And we got on with the show. So the tadpoles, what did they do? Oh, they sang Happy Birthday to the Camp. Cubs with the Pups, I think it was the Cubs. They did like something about the 50 states. Then the Pups, I don't really remember what the Pups did. I think it was pretty short. But anyways, after that, we were up Chipmunks, so we danced to, first off, we started off with an Alvin and the Chipmunks song, and then we moved on to, an Elvis Presley song. It was like the jailbreak song. I forget what song that is, like the jailhouse rock or something like that. Then after that, we got off stage. It went very well. Then after that, the Sparrows were up. I don't remember what the Sparrows did exactly. Oh, so you know the guessing jar with the candy in it? So they set up for the guessing jar, and so every single person guessed 50. And so it looked like there was way more, but there was some, like, a hidden, like a little paper that was taking up space. I was making it look like there was more, but it was 50 in the end. And so the candies were all Mentos, and so I put Coke in the thing and then exploded it. So that was really cool. So after that, who's up next? After the Sparrows, I think it was Todd's group that was up next, which is the, I cannot remember, but they did a really funny skit. So they talked about all the stuff that happened in 1972 or 73 when camp started, like all the stuff that happened 50 years ago. So that was a really cool skit. After that, oh, I was forgetting Cam. That's who I was forgetting. So Cam and the Squirrels were up before the Sparrows and the Tots group. And so what they did was they kept on wondering about 50. And so there was a couple funny ones. It was like, I wonder how many girlfriends Tristan has. Probably 50. And there was a couple other funny ones. That's the only one I remember because I love that one. So after that, I think it was Shay, the Owls, I'm pretty sure it was the Owls. So they did a revolution, like, no, not Revolutionary War, the Cold War. And so they did a skit in the Cold War. And so the Americans and the Soviets were fighting. And so to figure it out who was chill or not, they did a dance battle. And I'm honestly not sure who won, because it was kind of just, like, crazy all over the place with Minions music in the background. But, yeah, that's what they did. I remember that there was Mike. Mike's skit was super funny. He had three different CITs come up, and he made three different, things with 50 ingredients, or, well, his kids did. And so the three CITs had to taste test them, and I felt so bad for them, because if you think about it, do you think pineapple and mayonnaise is very appetizing? No, not really. So they had to try that. So they had to do try that stuff. So next, I forget a lot of the skits, but I do remember Freddie and the Hawks. I do remember their skit. So it was about Billy. And so basically it was about Billy growing up. And it was like, they said that he was there, like, at the very beginning of the camp making a joke because he was so old, because he looks so old, you know, he's like in his 30s. But anyways, they started out as Billy as a camper, and then after, so Billy was going like way too fast, I guess, and so Freddie would come out and I think he was pretending to be the head counselor. And so he started singing the song, like, Vienna waits for you, something like that. And so it basically kept on doing that as when Billy was a CIT and then a head counselor. And it was a super, really funny skit. So basically that's all the skits that I remember. But anyways, we'll move on to Free Swim. And so we free swim went normal, you know, like any other free swim. And then after that, it's troop time, and we kind of just like hung out. We did the guessing jar thing. After that was done, and that was pretty much it. That was the day. But yeah, thank you for listening for this week. Yeah, have a good one, guys.
All right, I'm here with a very special guest. What's your name, and what troop are you in?
Aiden, and I'm in the Squirrels.
All right, and who are your counselors in the Squirrels?
Cam and Addison.
Cool. And who are the CITs this week?
Paige and Tommy.
Very cool. So, Aiden, Ty mentioned that some of the songs at Sing have been incorporating 50 into them, which I think is very, very cool. Are there any that you want to tell me about? How does FCDC Kid go? How does the end go?
It goes Tweedly 50 instead of Tweedly D.
Tweedly 50? Tweedly 50? Tweedly 50? Tweedly 50? Like that? Mm-hmm. Or Tweedly D? Tweedly D? Tweedly 50. So it's just the last one?
No.
Oh, great. So Aiden, what were some of your favorite activities from this week?
Woodworking and archery.
And did you get a bullseye?
No, not even close.
Did anyone in your troop get a bullseye?
One got an outer bullseye on the third try.
Nice. What do you get anything if you get an outer bullseye?
Just Starburst.
Oh, just Starburst. Sounds good. All right, so free swim. First of all, if you don't go to free swim, what are the choices called and what do you do there?
Upper play and lower play. And I usually do lower play because it's fun. It's at games, obviously.
And what did you play at lower play?
Dodgeball on a Monday.
Hold on. Did you say dodgeball on a Monday?
Yes.
Woo-hoo-hoo! And it's usually dodgeball Wednesday, right? Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, and I heard you had theater this week. What did you do in theater?
For the first time, we played Bibbidi Bibbidi Bop. And then we played a game where you had to sing the song, or you could just say watermelon, but without using the words.
Nice. That's great. Sounds pretty fun, Aiden. What are you... So would you say you had a good first week of camp this year?
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to next week?
Maybe.
Oh, come on. It's going to be a hot one. Are you hoping for double free swim?
Maybe.
Double free swim, double free swim. We've been chanting like crazy at the house. You can tell we are in camp mode. All right, Aiden, anything else you want to tell the people?
Flight.
All right. Have a great second week, everybody. We'll see you back here next week. Oh, and Danny, it's the Black Cow in Millis. That is the ice cream place you're thinking of. The ice cream is delicious. I cannot recommend their ice cream cakes enough, particular Oreo and mint chocolate chip.